7:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And just one real quick correction. I know when David was doing his news, he said that the bar had decided that the allegations made by Heather Lindsay in her complaint were false. They actually said it was political, which he said. And they also said it was outside of their scope to receive the kind of complaints that she was making. Just want to make sure we get that correct, and we will do going forward. Joining us now, we have Dr. Angela Bush. She is going to be speaking tomorrow night as part of the Civicon at the Rex Theater from 6 to 7:30. She is the area director of Jefferson County Schools in Alabama, and she was the principal of Irwin Middle School, and she turned around an underperforming school, and we very much want to know what she knows, because we very much want to see that happen here in Escambia County. Dr. Bush, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. How are you all down in Pensacola?
Oh, we're doing great. We're, as you know, expecting some unpleasant weather today, but we are expecting a very pleasant speech tomorrow night where you can teach us what we need to know to make our schools better so that our kids can get the education they all were born to deserve. What do I need to know?
Well, number one for me, education is the heartbeat of society. So everyone that attends the conference tomorrow evening, I want them to walk away with knowing that school improvement and organizational improvement is an ongoing process. So whenever you're trying to reach excellence, the first thing, we must create a purpose for everyone so that everybody involved, all stakeholders, know that the work that they're doing is worthwhile. And then along the way, celebrate those small wins so that we all know that we're making a difference.
And so when you're doing this, one of the things that if you can get the kids to buy in, that's great. It seems like one of the perennial problems we have is getting the parents to buy in and to be a part of this. What do you do to help with that?
Well, we've done a number of things here. We've had quite a bit of success. However, for me, my mantra is when you value people, you will always yield positive results. So valuing people includes building relationships. So as the school, if we're needing parents to come in, we took on the role of we'll go and meet the parents where they are because we wanted to build relationships. People don't care what you know until they know that you care. So going into the community, making sure that we're visible for every event, forming those relationships with the city government, with different businesses in the area, the churches, and attending those recreational events for our students. Once we were able to do all of those things and make those connections, and we even did simple things like some parents were having trouble with assisting their kids with navigating through the educational platform when we started with the devices. So we would go out to the homes, make those home visits for the parents to help them help their children at home. So once they saw us reaching them where they were, then they were willing to come in to assist us. And the first thing we did, we had a parent university, and I'll give more details about that tomorrow evening, but we were able to look at all of the barriers that would prevent parents from attending sessions at a school where we talked about academics, attendance, and behavior. And as a leadership team, we were able to remove those barriers. But we learned about the barriers because we went into the community. So basically, we were modeling what we were expecting.
You know, it's really interesting you say that because we all know there's a lot of inertia involved in educational processes, and that inertia becomes what people believe is the norm because that's what they keep seeing. And that can be inertia by parents that are, you know, either uninformed or unaware or don't believe there's much change to be had. That can be by teachers, that can be by students, that can be by community members around the schools. And it sounds to me like what you're saying is, yep, that's a problem. Here's how we're going to fix it. We're going to take a bunch of extra time, and we're going to take some highly motivated teachers, and we're going to go fix these problems, and we're going to create an expectation of success, and we're going to build relationships so that people can't just sit back and fall into the momentum and inertia patterns that have always existed. Am I getting it?
Absolutely. And what really helped propel us to the next level is that we formed a partnership with Studer Education. Mm. So they really helped us to hardwire some processes and procedures where we were creating systems so that we didn't work the people, we were working the systems, and a part of our system was building relationships.
I love that you were working in partnership, of course, you know, with Studer here. I love that that's a success moment where we could make it happen somewhere else. And obviously the goal is, well, if we can make it happen in Alabama, why can't we make it happen in Pensacola? Let's do that as well. Dr. Bush, one of the things that is my perception is that in places where there's big turnaround in a school, like you saw at Irwin Middle School, a lot of times that's connected with a very strong personality, a very, you know, high energy, optimistic, faith driven leader who understands people, works with students, and is kind of like the, you know, that person. And you seem to be that kind of a person. And the question I always have is, well, what if you don't have that person at a given school? Will these tactics work nevertheless, or does it really depend on having the right person in charge?
Well, again, with our partnership with Tutor Education, they help us to focus on collective efficacy. So, of course, we need that leader, but the work is not built upon that one person. So a part of our process and procedure was to build a strong leadership team so that whether your leader is present or not, the leadership team functions. And that leadership team includes all community stakeholders. We have students on our leadership team. We have teachers, community members, and parents. We have local churches. So again, just making sure that everybody understands the purpose, seeing that the work they're doing is worthwhile, and then understands they're making a difference. But again, I have to say that it's collective efficacy. And again, going back to Studer, a part of the process is helping to build capacity in leaders, starting with myself and with other leaders. That's how you really get true transformation, is when you look at building capacities with leaders, starting from the superintendent, principal, teachers, parents, and students.
You know, you mentioned before barriers to education. Obviously, you know, hunger can be a barrier. Poverty can be a barrier. Lack of social skills, lack of pre-K kinds of educational, you know, help that kids need. Transportation needs for the parents. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can be barriers to kids. One of the, and I love that you're talking about, hey, let's be honest about these barriers and let's see what we can do to, you know, overcome them somehow or other, including, you know, reaching out to parents through like a parent university kind of system. One of the solutions, suggestions, ideas that we've had come up more recently is how can we get more community members involved in what I would call parent surrogate kind of roles, where they're, you know, big brothers, big sisters, mentors, you know, tutoring, just giving kids more of that adult influence that can be a benefit for them. Do you see that as an essential ingredient, a potential ingredient? What do you think of those kind of efforts?
Absolutely. Let me tell you, the community was the lifeline for our transformational work at Irwin Middle School. And what I learned is that the community, they want to get involved. And oftentimes we say, well, the community is not involved. The parents don't care. What we learned is that sometimes people don't know how to support you. So as the school, we made it a part of our system to go to the community, to communicate our need to them, being transparent with our needs, because we know that whatever happens in the school starts in the community. Whatever happens in the community bleeds over to the school. So essentially, we're all one. So our goal was to build relationships, put systems in place, and worthwhile work so that what we were doing would extend beyond the four walls of the community. And again, our community was so supportive in a number of ways. And I'll share those stories tomorrow at the Rec Theater with you all.
Great.
But again, the community, the community, the community.
How much, if any, was pay and salary a factor of your ability to make a difference in the school?
Well actually, pay did not make a difference for us, because at the end of the day, as the leader, you have to be intentional. A part of those systems is making sure people understand that the work they're doing is worthwhile, creating that purpose, and then collaborating with the community to fill those gaps. Because again, oftentimes with education, people always say we're not paid enough, but education is a calling. It is heart work. It is kingdom work. So when you truly get the right people in place, they're looking for the results. People plus strategy plus culture equal results every time.
Very good. I love what I hear from you, and basically the idea that every institution is getting the results that it is designed to get. So if you're not getting the results you want, you've got to redesign the institution, and then you will get different results. I look forward to the details. We'll hear from you tomorrow night. This is Dr. Angela Bush. She's the area director of Jefferson County Schools in Alabama, going to be at the Rex Theater as part of the Civicon series that has been going on for all of these years. That is tomorrow night at the Rex from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Dr. Bush, thank you for the time this morning. Thank you so much for helping our kids and helping us learn how to help our kids better. I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you, and I look forward to meeting you all tomorrow evening.
Very good. 7:21 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Before we go to a break, just wanted to say one thing, a correction from yesterday. We talked yesterday about the whole incident with the Michael Stevens and the Kerry Smith and Romy White and the county commission and, you know, all of that. One thing, I actually talked with Romy a fair bit yesterday. One thing that she wanted to make sure I corrected, and I don't mind correcting if I get something wrong, I had said that she left the meeting after the incident, and she did go out, but that was to see if anything else was going to happen outside, and then once that was resolved, nothing. She came back in and watched the rest of the meeting.